Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we finished verse 8. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new message today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bible ready and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11. The title of this section is the Pre-Tribulational Rapture. Now, I will tell you at the outset, I do believe in a pre-tribulational rapture. I believe the rapture could happen at any moment. I preach the same message in our church, and as a matter of fact, it's recorded in its entirety on our church's website. Our announcer gives you our website at the end of each day's broadcast. I preach this back on January 21st of 2007, and it was a 36-minute sermon at that time. But we placed it on sermonaudio.com for that day. And there were over 900 downloads of this one sermon alone. And we found that many people have gone to this. We had quite a few responses. Most of them were positive. We had some that didn't like it. There were some that don't like it teaching this truth. And they indicated so. Some were pretty nice about it, but indicated they disagreed, and there were others that, well, they just weren't so nice. But that's all right. We like to know that people are listening, and so that was a special blessing for us. And while I say that it's a blessing for us that people are listening, again, I ask you, the listener, to tell others about our broadcast. If you listen to us by way of radio, then I trust that you will ask others to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Some of you listen by shortwave. Again, get others involved by listening to this broadcast on shortwave. And then others are listening via the internet. And I would encourage you to tell your friends, email and whatever, that you would like for them to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast. We recently received an email from Pakistan from a man who was listening to this broadcast, enjoying the day-by-day, verse-by-verse Bible study. And so let me encourage you to get others involved, and not just in your community, but outside your community, where people would have access to this by shortwave or by the internet. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11. And there we read, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do." Will the Christian go through the tribulation or some part of it? And there are those who teach that we go through the tribulation. There are others who say we will go through part of it. They are called mid-tribulational rapturists. Then there are those who say they are pre-wrath. That is, they do not call themselves mid-trib, but they essentially are teaching somewhat the same thing. And then there are those who say that there is no tribulation, we'll just bring the kingdom in. Now, whereas in verse 8, we looked at the soldier's dress. In this passage, we're going to be looking at the soldier's destination, his deliverance, and his delight. And we need to realize that these verses are written in a prophetic context. Now, let me explain for our listeners just once again, before I go into the message, how God has things set up on his timetable. The next event to happen on God's table of time is the rapture. Now, there are not any prophecies to be fulfilled in order for the rapture to take place. The rapture could take place today. It's interesting to me that people look at signs for the rapture. The signs actually deal with the return of Christ at the end of the tribulation when he touches the earth. Now, Christ will not stand on the earth when he raptures us up into the clouds. Instead, at the rapture, we're caught up to the clouds to meet him in the air. So that's not the second coming, but that's the rapture. Those who are dead in Christ are raised first, and then we which are alive and remain are caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And what a blessed teaching that is. Well, following the rapture will be a 7-year period of tribulation. It's not the rapture that starts it, but it will start after the rapture. The thing that actually starts it is when a covenant is signed with a world leader and Israel. And that covenant will mark the beginning of the 7 years of tribulation. The tribulation is divided into two parts. Tribulation, and then the second part is Great Tribulation. They are equal halves of 3.5 years each. At the end of the tribulation, Jesus will return with the saints, and blood will flow to the horse's bridle, we are told in the book of Revelation, as Jesus comes back and he actually touches the earth, and it's the second coming, some call it the second advent, and he will touch the earth. And then he'll set up his righteous millennial kingdom for 1,000 years. Now, there are people trying to say that, well, if we do our work and do the best we can, we're going to bring in the millennium. No, that is not going to do it. Men do not get better and better. They're getting worse and worse. And then Jesus will come. So, my friend, that's it. The rapture, the tribulation, the second advent, and then the millennium. Following the millennium, then there's rebellion against God. Satan is loosed from the pit where he's been chained for 1,000 years. He deceives some nations again. They try to defeat God, and then he destroys them, casts them into the lake of fire, has the great white throne judgment where all those that are unsaved are judged. And so that's just a very capsule review of prophecy. Now, as we look into our text, we go back to verse 9, and we look at the soldier's destination. And there we read, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, he says there, God hath not appointed us to wrath. The day of wrath is speaking of the day of the Lord. In Jeremiah, it is referred to as the time of Jacob's trouble. In Daniel, it's called the 70th week. Some believe that the first half or part of the tribulation is the devil judging the earth. It's Satan's wrath, and that he's causing all the problems because he knows that he has but a short time. But my friend, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, Satan is already the god of this world. He already does a destructive work. And the only thing that keeps him from destroying everything is the restrainer, the Holy Spirit of God. But the day of the Lord is God's day. It's not Satan's day. It is a period of time that includes the entire 7 years plus the millennial reign of Christ. Satan's wrath is manifested in opposition to God's wrath, and it has been through the ages, not just during this tribulation. Now, if you remember, verses 2 through 4 of this text referred to the rapture. that day will take the unsaved as a thief, because the saved are suddenly raptured out of this earth, and it's so fast their cameras cannot catch it. And suddenly, we are with the Lord. But to those that are left behind, those without Christ, it's as a thief come and stole us away. You see, my friend, God's appointments are God's guarantees. He tells us that He has not appointed us unto wrath. This world, within the framework of history, has rejected both His law and His gospel. Before eternal judgment, God will manifest His wrath. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, it states, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." Well, we'll actually see a little bit later in this message that the words "to try" are actually an opportunity for those left behind to perhaps get right with God. Is it not interesting how God lays things out in the Word and then uses them later in speaking of the last days? For example, Jesus spoke of the last days as being as the days of Noah. Not one drop of water fell until Noah and his family entered the ark and God shut them in. And as God loves Noah, He loves the Christian today. He loves His bride, and He's not going to leave her here to face the outpouring of His wrath. Lot is another example. Not one spark of fire or brimstone fell on Sodom and Gomorrah until he and his family were outside the city. Now, as I told you, I preached this on sermon audio, and we had a lot of response, but it was interesting. One of the negative responses said, "Oh, like the days of Noah." And they said, "To show you how flimsy this preaching is, Noah, after he gets off the ark, gets drunk." So does this show that we go to heaven and get drunk? And then he laughed about Lot. He says, "Lot committed incest with his daughters." Does that mean when we die and the rapture takes place, we go to heaven and we commit incest? Well, he was taking everything out of the days of Lot and everything out of the days of Noah to apply. And Jesus didn't do that himself. Jesus is the one that said it would be as the days of Noah and the days of Lot. And Jesus is also the one, when he spoke of his own death, burial, and resurrection, said that it would be as the days of Jonah. As he was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so the Son of Man would be 3 days and three nights in the tomb. Now, isn't it interesting? The same man didn't mock Jesus to say, well, did Jesus do like Jonah and get mad because people got saved and got right? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.